U.S. iPhones are made in America. And he said he's warned CEO Tim Cook.
I said to him, Tim, you're my friend. I treated you very good. You're coming in with $500 billion, but now I hear you're building all over India.
But tech contributor Ian Schur says there's debate if it's even possible to manufacture them here because of
how the supply chains are set up and how parts are manufactured all around the world and where they converge.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And Trump is threatening a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union. CBS's Raimi Innocencio is in London.
The biggest exports to the U.S. that the EU does have, automobiles, Volkswagen, Mercedes there, pharmaceuticals, Sanofi, AstraZeneca, and machine parts, for example, Siemens, worth hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars now potentially in the crosshairs again.
Pushback in court this morning from Harvard University a day after the Trump administration moved to block the enrollment of foreign students. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Harvard has filed a new lawsuit in response to this administration action. In a statement by the university, it says it condemns this unlawful and unwarranted action, saying that it, you know, violates their First Amendment rights, and going on to say it imperils the futures of thousands of students.
The man charged with murder and the shooting deaths of two Israeli embassy workers in Washington could face the death penalty if convicted. CBS's Anna Schechter.
They have a gift that he admitted to the crime, and there are multiple witnesses. So this is not a really hard case to try. And don't forget that Attorney General Pam Bondi has said multiple times that she is directing her prosecutors in the Justice Department to seek the death penalty when possible.
The case is also being investigated as a possible hate crime and act of terror. Big holiday getaway is off and running for millions of us.
AAA forecasts more than 45 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home between now and Monday. 39 million will travel by car, like Brady Cork, heading to Kentucky.
We are hanging out at Grandma's pool all weekend. We've got two college-age kids, and we hope to lounge by the pool.
Filling up with gas, Cork didn't even think about the price.
I honestly do not pay attention to gas prices. Are they up?
Well, no, they're not. The national average for a gallon of gas is $3.19, the lowest price since 2021. Brad Gibson for CBS News, Claremore, Oklahoma.
And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is down 363 points. NASDAQ is down 220. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha County will soon see a new natural gas power plant. There will be one in the town of Paris, and We Energy's also got approval to put one up in Oak Creek. The projects are set to break ground this year, replacing aging coal plants and helping to supply power to Microsoft's Racine County data centers. Environmental groups warn the move locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. Flags are flying at half-staff across Wisconsin today to honor a longtime Racine state representative. The tribute recognizes James Rooney's decades of public service. It comes on the same day as a funeral mass today at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Rooney passed away earlier this month at the age of 89. A Kenosha County school aide charged with multiple child sex crimes has been found competent to stand trial. Anna Crocker, a former Riverview Elementary assistant, faces 12 felony charges from both Kenosha and Racine counties. After proceedings this week, cases in both counties will now be tried together. After voters rejected a $2.25 million referendum this spring, the Raymond School District is making changes to its curriculum. Find out more about how the district is handling cutbacks online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 8-5. After a nearly two-hour rain delay during the sixth, the Brewers started Aaron Civale. Then right-hander Carlos Rodriguez came in and managed to continue pitching after the long delay. Pat Murphy.
You know, it feels like Civale pitched yesterday, but to be able to pitch after that delay, to delay almost 2 hours and have the mental capacity in his first outing of the year in the big leagues, get his first major league win, he deserves it.
NFL, the Packers' annual charity softball game is tonight in Grand Chute, Wisconsin.
I know the fans are a big part of this game. They show out every year and pack that stadium out. So hopefully we can get as many fans as possible out there. It's going to be another awesome event, another awesome year. I know the players are excited to, you know, show off their softball skills. We've been working and training very hard. Come out, bring the family. It'll be an awesome event to be able to watch the Packer players play a different sport.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Summer's almost here, and at Main Street Bakery, strawberry season is in full bloom. Sink your teeth into the heavenly strawberry cream puffs, filled with fresh whipped cream and bursting with ripe, juicy berries. Brighten your day with strawberry shortcake, layers of soft sponge, luscious cream, and sweet strawberries that simply melt in your mouth. Or dive into the oh-so-satisfying summertime favorite, the decadent strawberry tres leches. Get your strawberry fix today at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. With partly sunny skies today, we reach highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, still stuck to the mid-50s. Get a little bit warmer on Sunday and Monday, flirting with 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Good golly, Miss Miley. thing. Devil with a blue vest. Gonna suck it to me now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Breakfast on the Farm, just a wonderful Wisconsin tradition. And there's another one coming up on June 28th, a month from now, at the Frost Farms in Waterford. Details as we get a little closer from WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, with the incomparable award-winning Don Rosen, who is so plugged in to the Racine area. And if you ever miss one of his important interviews, you can probably find it on the podcast, which can be found on our website, which can be found on the internet at WRJN.com.
Start your long holiday weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates, perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Get your newest tailgate essential when the Brewers give away a Barrelman cooler at the game on June 15th, courtesy of Leinenkugel's. The first 10,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the one-of-a-kind cooler. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage. This year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. That we
Annie King on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know the song Sugar Sugar by the Archies, right? Number one for a month, not just on the charts for a month, number one for a month until it got knocked out of the top spot by this song. Yeah, Temptations were happy about that. Here's I Can't Get Next to You on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Like a bird.
WRJN, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Drama at the patent office. Gasp. Patent, she wrote. It's coming up at 12:05. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. But first, here's Stuart J. Waddles with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Oak Creek and Kenosha County are set to become home to two new natural gas power plants from We Energies. It follows unanimous approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The utility says the projects, which will break ground this year, are part of a broader plan to replace aging plants and invest in cleaner energy sources. We Energies claims the Oak Creek plant will significantly cut carbon emissions, but critics from environmental groups say the decision locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. The addition is expected to help feed power into Microsoft's Racine County data center. Flags across Wisconsin will be flown at half-staff today, honoring a longtime state rep from Racine. Earlier this month, former state representative James Rooney passed away. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order ordering the flag tribute for today, the same day in which services will be held in his memory. Rooney passed away May 3rd at the age of 89. People in Kenosha might be interested in one recent action in Madison. There's an attempt to delineate the line between a riot and a protest. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional common sense and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote until those are addressed.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. With partly sunny skies today, we reach highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow, more sunshine, still stuck to the mid-50s. Get a little bit warmer on Sunday and Monday, flirting with 60 degrees with plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna you're gone.
A no-show. She's not there. Zombies on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about.
pleasure. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood, crystal blue persuasion.
To give away. What can they win, Johnny? Well, Dan, they can win a family four-pack of tickets to Racine Harbor Fest coming back June 13th and 14th. Live music both nights and great family event. All you got to do to win these is be caller number two now at, here's the number, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Call now. Caller 2 gets the tickets. And good luck. From the station playing local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sun set from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
During National Military Appreciation Month, we at University of Maryland Global Campus say thank you to the service members, veterans, and families who dedicate their lives to our country. We are deeply grateful. For For over 75 years, UMGC has proudly served the military community. From installations overseas to the communities you call home, wherever you serve, we stand with you. Learn more at umgc.edu/thanks. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Memorial Day weekend means the Oasis is opening up tomorrow. Live music Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And when the bands aren't playing, you'll hear WRJN. Totally cool.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, I won't know. Have you ever seen?
Over my eyes. finally died, which started the
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump threatens Apple with a 25% tariff on all of its products if it doesn't make the iPhone in the U.S. CBS's Natalie Brand says it comes on the heels of a Trump meeting this week with Apple's Tim Cook.
Perhaps the meeting didn't go as well as the president would have liked. So now, days later, we are seeing a threat here. What we don't know is if this is a threat on social media or something that the administration